Good afternoon. We are over at Berklee College in Boston, Massachusetts. Delighted, myself, Teddy Dimitriadis, along with Nicoleta Papadoyanis, along with Alkinoos Ioannidis, who is performing in Boston at the Berklee, downstairs from where we are recording this morning, this Friday night. And what a privilege and what a pleasure.
Αφήσαμε λοιπόν τα μικρόφωνα στο στούντιο, πήρα το DET και ήρθαμε στο κέντρο της Βοστόνης, στο Berklee, να γνωρίσουμε έναν εξαιρετικό καλλιτέχνη και άνθρωπο που θα έχουμε τη χαρά να τον απολαύσουμε την Παρασκευή 28 Οκτωβρίου εδώ στο Berklee. Θα γιορτάσουμε παρέα εκεί την
μεγάλη 28 Οκτωβρίου. Ζήτω Ελλάδα.
Καλώς ήρθες.
Welcome to Boston.
Καλώς σας βρήκα. Yeah. Είναι τόσο ωραίο να είμαι εδώ.
Before we get started, we'd like to meet our guests personally. Tell us a little about your career, because it spanned over, you know, 30 years, a very unique, very eclectic sound, I might add. Tell us a little bit about yourself personally and your musical career and your family and how you got to this point.
Yeah, I was born in Cyprus in 1969. My father is a painter and my mother started to be an actress, but she became a radio producer, just like you both. My brother is a poet. I grew up in Cyprus. I studied classical guitar mostly. Then I went to Athens when I was about 20 years old, and I studied theater at the National Drama School there. And also some philosophy and other things at the university in Athens. And then my first album was released as a singer at first. And it was surprisingly, it had some success.
What type of genre?
Let's call it entechno, which is Greek music with different elements, you know, with some other rock maybe, and also Byzantine elements and classical elements as well. And then I started releasing my own songs as a songwriter, and I have recorded a few albums until today. I've been traveling all my life doing concerts. I've been here in the States many times in my life, but all around the world, really. And I live in Greece, up on a mountain of central Greece, in a small village with my family. I have three daughters. I also compose music for theater and for big orchestras, symphonic orchestras and choirs. I had some composition lessons a few years ago, but I've been studying of my life, really.
Sounds like a busy schedule.
It's creative life.
Οπότε καταλαβαίνω ότι από μικρό παιδάκι είχες χαράξει το δρόμο, δηλαδή ήξερες τι θα κάνεις, γιατί μεγαλώντας σε μια καλλιτεχνική οικογένεια, ο μπαμπάς ζωγράφος, η μαμά με τη μουσική, ο αδερφός σου επίσης στα των καλλιτεχνικών, αποφάσισες να ασχοληθείς κι εσύ, αν δεν κάνω λάθος, στην αρχή είχες και κάποιες ανησυχίες με το θέατρο. Τελικά πήρες το δρόμο του τραγουδιού. Έχεις φανταστεί τον εαυτό σου να κάνεις κάτι άλλο εκτός από το να τραγουδάς, να γράφεις?
Στα ελληνικά ή στα αγγλικά τώρα?
Ό,τι και στα δύο.
Δεν έχω φανταστεί τον εαυτό μου να κάνει κάτι άλλο. Η αλήθεια είναι ότι δεν πίστευα ποτέ ότι αυτό που αγαπάω πιο πολύ απ' όλα, η μουσική και το τραγούδι, μπορεί να γίνει η κύρια ενασχόλησή μου, ας πούμε. Και σπούδαζα άλλα πράγματα από γύρω, αλλά ποτέ δεν άφησα το τραγούδι. So I think that I'm somehow useless in every other aspect of life except for music, you know, and song. And I really don't know if it wasn't for song, I have no idea what I would be doing in life.
I'm curious because music, there are, case in point, we are at Berklee College with literally thousands of undergraduate and graduate students here, all pursuing a professional career in music. You have been fortunate enough to be able to make yourself a very comfortable living doing it. You have established a really nice base, obviously, in your homeland. Obviously, internationally, you're lecturing, and you've, in a sense, reached the pinnacle of your career. What would you say to young aspiring music students who have that passion, probably have that talent, and want to pursue it and be able to, such as yourself, mm-hmm. build a comfortable life for yourself and your family?
Yeah. A musician's life is not that comfortable, to be honest, especially in small countries like Greece, where the market is not huge. Being in America, the market is huge, of course, but in order for yourself to be successful, you have to be really lucky, really talented and really lucky. So no one really promises a good life to a musician. But it's nevertheless a very interesting and creative life. I know people who really dreamt of being musicians, and they didn't because they thought that I'm going to be poor in my life and mm-hmm. all that stuff. And they do something else, and they're not happy.
Yeah, they're not fulfilled. Music fulfills you.
Of course. Whatever you want to do in life, if you don't do it, if it's why you were born,
yeah.
and you don't do it, then you keep walking on a wrong way until the end. And this is a terrible thing, I think. If someone wants to be a musician, of course, if parents want their children to be happy, they need to find out what fulfills them.
Well
and with all the dangers, you never know mm-hmm. What happens. Most of the people want their children to become,
nuclear physicists.
Not even that. Business managers or whatever. And they prefer the child to be a sad person, but successful in something that it's acclaimed by everybody, instead of being what they really want to do.
Yeah. They say that if you do something you enjoy, you never work a day in your life.
Yeah, it's true. I was saying this.
I feel the same way about my profession. Yeah,
I was talking about this to the children today at the lecture at the Berklee College. I said I'm one of those lucky guys who never go to work.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I leave home, my kids ask me, "Where are you going?" And I say, "I'm going to play."
Yeah,
because I play music.
Yeah,
with your friends, yes, with my friends.
Okay. Οπότε ξεκινάει μια περίοδο. Έχει ξεκινήσει ήδη ένα ωραίο ταξίδι εδώ στην Αμερική. Έχετε ξανατραγουδήσει στην Αμερική?
Πολλές φορές. Πάρα πολλές φορές. Yeah.
Ναι. Αλλά στη Βοστόνη πρώτη φορά.
Στη Βοστόνη τραγουδάω πρώτη φορά την Παρασκευή. Ναι, είναι η πρώτη μου συναυλία στη Βοστόνη.
Tell us how this arrangement with Pano came to be.
Well, Panos Liaropoulos, he's of course a great composer himself and a great teacher at Berklee College. And we met 3 years ago in Athens
mm-hmm.
During a concert at the Athens Concert Hall. I was singing a work, a very well-known work by Mikis Theodorakis there, and we met there anyway. And we said that maybe we should do that. He has this beautiful ensemble here. He's leading this beautiful ensemble, the Greek Music Ensemble in Boston. And also there's this choir with all the girls that study to be singers in Berklee, and it was a beautiful opportunity for us to do something really creative, for me to visit your city for the first time as a singer, and we decided to do it. And there was this whole USA tour we were planning. We would go to Austin and then Atlanta, then Boston, and finally New York. And then the pandemic came.
Sure.
So we had to postpone everything and change tickets and all the, the places we were planning to visit. And so we waited until today. For almost 3 years, and the day has come. It's Friday.
That's it. And coming up this
really
Friday.
I'm really excited for you.
It really, really is. And of course, the venue, it is a world-class venue. The Berklee Performance Center is very well-known here in Boston as well as nationally. Mm-hmm. You'll have an opportunity to perform, I'm sure, to a diverse audience, mm-hmm. including a lot of students as yes. well that your music has captured.
Mm-hmm. It's all about a team. I have heard you telling that it's very important
your
working
mother.
As a team. So with Panos, I guess you're going to have a very nice...
For me, it's so nice to meet people, you know, like Panos. He's not here, so I can speak freely. It's so beautiful to meet people who really love what they do, and they do it with such a commitment and efficiency at the same time. And this is not very often, to be honest. I have traveled all my life and met many people in my life. But whenever I meet people like him, it's a gift.
Yeah, he's a gift to all of us. Yeah.
Στο διατάφτα, τι περιμένουμε να ακούσουμε?
Τι θα ακούσουμε την Παρασκευή το βράδυ, τι θα ακούσουμε?
Θα ακούσετε τραγούδια από τη δισκογραφία μου.
Βεβαίως, αυτό είναι το number one που περιμένουν πάρα πολλοί κόσμος να απολαύσει. Τι ακόμη όμως?
Παραδοσιακά κυπριακά τραγούδια επίσης.
Οπότε να καλέσουμε και τους Κυπρίους,
βεβαίως,
τους πατριώτες σας, ότι πρέπει να δώσουν πολύ σημαντικό παρόν την Παρασκευή. Μην το χάσετε, εσείς θα χάσετε.
Έχω ασχοληθεί πολύ με τα κυπριακά τραγούδια. Κάναμε μια μεγάλη έρευνα 10 χρόνια με τον βιολιστή Μιλτιάδη Παπαστάμου στα χωριά της Κύπρου και στα βουνά, ηχογραφώντας παππούδες, γιαγιάδες. Έχουμε δηλαδή μαζέψει έτσι υλικό πολύ και το αγαπάμε πολύ. Θα παρουσιάσουμε λοιπόν με τον Πάνο και την ορχήστρα και την χοροδία κάποια από αυτά τα κυπριακά τραγούδια. Και επίσης είναι ένα-δύο τραγούδια άλλων συνθετών. Είναι ένα τραγούδι του Μίκη Θεοδωράκη, ένα του Μανού Χατζηδάκη, ένα του Γιάννη Μαρκόπουλου. Κάποια τραγούδια έτσι πολύ σημαντικά και γι' αυτό τα εντάξαμε και στο πρόγραμμα.
Yeah. I want to thank you so very much because I know that you have a very busy schedule. We really wanted an opportunity to meet you personally and have an opportunity for you to welcome our entire audience to your performance. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, this coming Friday night, Mr. Ioannidis will be performing along with the Greek Music Ensemble under the direction of Panos Liaropoulos. Your tickets are available directly at the Berklee Performance Center box office. Hope to see you all Friday night. And a megalo ευχαριστώ.
Ευχαριστώ και εγώ. Ευχαριστώ.